This Merrickville podcast brought to you by Harry's Cafe de Wheels. Famous pies and peas. Google that.
Where am I? Welcome to Merrickville.
Wow, Sydney, how good is it? It's Wednesday and we've only been back at work for 2 days. I think we've got two more to go. And Lawrence Mooney's going to help us get through Wednesday. Great to have you back, Loz.
It's very nice to be here, Mez. Hump day. I hate that expression, but anyway, I thought I'd say it.
No, it's all right. It is. It's hump day, but we're going to make it easy, though. We've got Big Mal's voicemails back today. What's going on at the PM's office?
Well, the PM has made a timely return from India, where he's been having a great time with Narendra Modi and the Indian crew. Just checking it all out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was a good time? Did you bring back any duty-free? None.
None.
Hey?
Oh, that's a bit rotty of you.
Would you two curry up?
No, hey, come on.
Oh, curry up.
I'm supposed to do something better than that, okay? Forget about the jokes. What a batter chicken. Okay.
You're not
too far
it.
There. What are we talking about today? Okay, yeah, that we'll do that. And up next, that's right. This is what we're doing, Cindy. We're going to bring the fun back into funerals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's fun to be had.
It's fun. Fun's in the word. Loz, this is an interesting story. The Manly Ferry, we all know, it, of course, crosses our great harbour every day. And there's...
As the Manly Ferry cuts its way to...
Immortalised by James Rain.
Thank God
we
had that.
In the great song, Reckless.
Just thank God right we had there. That, because no one would have known what I was talking about if we didn't have that. They go, oh, you mean the Manly Ferry.
And thanks for getting the version where, I don't know who was singing that, but it wasn't James Rain.
No, it was James Rain.
Was it?
Yeah, doing a live version.
Doing a live version.
Live version? What?
From the Triple M
night?
Stadium.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Sound like an Oz Idol contestant from 2005. Destroying it.
It's not a great thing when you're doing a cover version of your own song and you stuff it up. Anyway.
So, Manly Ferry, immortalised.
Last Tuesday, there was an emotional tribute to somebody's loved one. There was a minute-long ceremony, and then some people decided that they would distribute a loved one's ashes overboard on the ferry.
Oh, nice.
Into the harbour. That's a
was
nice
was he a ferry driver, or did he just used to catch the ferry every day to his job that eventually wound him and ground him down to nothing, to the ashes that they sprinkled from the ferry?
Absolutely. Yep. Every day crossing it across the Manly Ferry on the Queenscliff, just getting across the harbour, just going, every day I'm on this planet is a torture. Mm. Anyway, he worked in the CBD and he was an accountant, and all he ever wanted to do was take up sport. Anyway, it's enough about what he wanted to do.
Yeah, and his existentialist crisis and broken dreams. Mm-hmm.
But what happened, Merrick?
He died, and so they torched him, they turned him into ashes, they cremated him, and then on the Manly Ferry the other day, they've gone, here's a beautiful ceremony for this man that Lawrence and I have just inaccurately described, and then they threw his ashes over the side of the Manly Ferry, caught wind, and flew into everybody's faces and into some people's mouths.
Oh. Alan's in me mouth.
And what part of Alan? Yeah, there's no way known you can say without fact. There's no way known that you can go out there and say there's not a small part of Alan's knackers that haven't hit you in the face.
It was a bit gristly, whatever went into my mouth. It was bony.
Yeah, no thank you.
Kneecap.
No, thank you. That's technically a dusting tea bag. That's what that is known as in the industry.
In the
a
industry
dusty tea bag.
Scattering ashes. So you've got to be very careful scattering ashes. I mean, you've got to get downwind.
Absolutely.
But on top of a ferry, there's a swirling breeze going around. Crazy thing to do. You've got to be on the stern, surely.
But here's the thing. You know what? I don't think that's such a bad idea because, you know, not such a bad thing. Because if you look at the positives, right, at least there's a funny story out of it. Now, if that was me, if that was my ashes, I'd say that's pretty funny. A part of me's flown into somebody's mouth. It's not the first time.
Didn't happen much while you were alive, so it may as well happen when you're in death. I think
Luke messages dusty teabag someone.
There's opportunities at funerals to celebrate life, and there's always that a lot of emotion. I picked up at my uncle's funeral in 2004. I was single, and I'd always had an eye on this friend of one of my older cousins, and it unfolded at the wake. We ended up, I nearly lost an eye, by the way. We're passing in the Rose Garden, and both lost our footing.
How old were you?
I was 40. And
you are the creepiest man in the world.
And
hello. How'd you enjoy the funeral?
I'm a bit sad. Come over here and take me grief away. Help me take my grief away. In the rose garden. Anyway, I landed.
Grazes.
I landed full, like, I didn't take any of my weight. We were both kind of like holding one another. And a rose bush stump was a millimeter from my eyeball. And I went inside. I think I popped the shoulder too. But
So you were pashing at a funeral and you fell into a rose bush, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then where did it go from there? What happened?
You know where it went. Okay.
Did it go from there?
It went from, yeah.
Did it go from there? Did it kick on?
We celebrated
this
life.
You celebrated somebody else's life with it.
Not
with a
his, we celebrated life in general.
Yeah, was that
not Uncle Ken's life?
No, not Uncle Ken.
That it ended.
Right, but you just, you know, the celebration of new life perhaps.
Yeah. just all the things that are great in life. Certainly wasn't new. There was nothing new about it.
Yeah, nah. I mean, you don't normally have fireworks at a funeral, but you managed to create. Okay, let's get in the wind up there from Liam.
Liam's just like, he can't believe it.
133353 Sydney. We're going to put the fun back into funeral or funeral as we've changed it to be. Sometimes funerals can be, they are very, very sad, but sometimes there's funny moments right now. Years ago, Loz, I heard this story about a woman who went to a funeral and one of her friends, her dear friends, had passed away, and she was like late 70s, and she's gone up to do a small speech at the end. Everyone else has had a go, and she's the last one. And the poor thing was so nervous. She had flatulence.
Oh.
Yeah. And so she was walking up the aisle. Just, and they've got everyone's gone, oh, let's no one acknowledge that. And then she got up onto the pew and next to the priest, and she's just going, and Benny was always good to, and everyone's gone, oh, we can't not acknowledge that now. You've done a pop-up. And she said, I beg your pardon, I'm just a little bit nervous. And the priest turned around and said, you stink. 133353. Let's put the fun back into funerals. If you've seen, heard, or been at a funeral that has been in some way amusing, let's try and bring life to death. 133353, give us a call. Let's put the fun back into funerals. Somebody went to make a gesture to a loved one by throwing their ashes off the side of the Manly Ferry, and it just blew back. It blew back into everybody's mouths, and everyone's like, ugh, oh, that's, can you taste the amount of Alan in that? Too much Alan for me.
Very
dusty Alan, man. And
one of the people on the ferry said his son, a 2-year-old, said, "Look, Dad, chippies." That's big pieces of Alan flying around.
It's
they
not
look
good.
Like chips.
Yeah, ashes are weird. They're a weird thing. You just think it's all going to be ash, but when you rattle, oh, I have to say this, but I've got my old man's ashes, and every now and then I rattle them, and I'm not joking, it's a little bit like a maraca. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. When my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio.
I mean, obviously, I've been drinking when I'm doing this because nobody else uses their father as a maraca unless you've had a few. Oh, I'm sorry, Liam.
I just can't believe that even with all this going on, we've actually got people who've called in on the show. Yeah.
I'm trying to get to calls, Liam, but you keep on derailing. Let's get to Stephen French's Forest, please.
Hi, mate.
Hello,
yeah,
friend.
It was my mother's funeral, and we're Scottish, and she had a piper over the grave, and piping. I think it was Amazing Grace or something like that. And we had a sudden gust of wind, and believe it or not, it looked as if it was coming from the pit, and it blew up the old. And we saw the whole wedding tackle, because as a true Scotsman knows, they don't wear anything.
Oh wow! Literally, the pipes are calling.
Most of the crowd saw it, so I'm sure Mum would be happy.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound!
Oh yeah, It's one last thing from your mum there, Steve. She's just going, you know what? Have this bang.
I'll have a look up your kilt, laddie. Show us your knuckles.
Mark from Hunters Hill's on the line.
Supposed to be pallbearers, not pallbearers. But okay, let's move on.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Very good indeed, mate. Probably in some trouble already, but let's move on. What happened to you?
my missus and her twin sister went to a funeral of their uncle a little while ago, and they had one of the old school GPS that you attach to the windscreen. And, mate, they've got there a little bit late, but being family, they were right down the front, so they've got there late, got in, you know, the priest is there ready to say what he needs to say. And they didn't turn the GPS off. And when they got right down the front, the GPS seemed to know where they were. And all of a sudden, the GPS said, "You have reached your destination."
Ah, and that is the finality of it.
Oh,
that's the end. Done and dusted.
Oh, hang on. I'm a little bit confused. So, hang on. Backtrack. The GPS.
Yeah, well, they used the GPS to get to the church.
Yeah.
And didn't turn it off. So they've taken let's say my partner had borrowed the GPS, so she had it in a handbag.
And
they've gone into the church and sat down, but didn't deactivate it until they sat down. And the
so it's voice activated.
In one of those strange robotic voices, "You have reached your destination." Yeah.
It's amazing. And everyone's going, "Jesus is a robot?"
Jesus, all right. Exactly. There he is.
That is outstanding. Well, like, I mean, there's other electronic devices you don't want to take into a church, so that's probably not the worst of them. Is that, are we allowed to have any more calls, Liam? Banned?
I don't know if we should, but we've got one more. We've got Michael in Wollongong.
Hello, Michael.
G'day, American Mooney. Stoked to be on the show.
Mate, great to have you, champ. All right. Put the fun back in a funeral for us.
Oh, I'll try to. Good friend of the old man's passed away, close family friends, and they decided to spread his ashes, but they decided to go down to a place that used to live on the Warrinora River and decided to go back to the place and proceeded out onto the dock to spread his ashes into the river. But before it could happen, the dockers gave him away with about six of them on it. They'd fallen into the water with the ashes. There was tears before the ashes got spread into the water, but once they were all swimming around in it, all they could think about was the old man having a practical joke on them.
So yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Have a bit of a laugh as well.
Yeah, 100%.
Have a swim with the old man, I call it.
Yeah, good on him too. I believe in that. He's probably just going, "Before you carve up my estate, have a bit of a swim, kids." Bang!
Yeah, they believe he was.
Yeah, good on you, mate. That was a great story. Thanks to everyone who called through. I think we've run out of time, Liam, and probably Liam's run out of patience.
Absolutely.
He's off, Merrick.
What?
Merrickville, pulling over for the drive home at Harry's Cafe to Wheels. Famous pies and peas. Google that. Merrickville on Sydney's Triple M. Merrickville.
It's got a really good community spirit.
Thug who made his getaway on a push bike.
Triple M.
Oh, that is my dream. That is absolutely my dream to make it get away on a push bike. Lawrence Mooney with me this afternoon. Very shortly, we will have Big Mal's voicemail. And also, too, speaking of politics, Clive Palmer has called it quits on the pup.
Clive Palmer-Jama.
Yeah, he's out. He's just going, you know what? Oh, I had a gutful. And we go, mate, you came in with a gutful. You've had two gutfuls. You've had several gutfuls.
Or dislike Clive Palmer? Just which side of the divide? I would like a stirrer.
I would very much like to go and have a weekend bender at Clive Palmer's house. Wouldn't you go nuts? Like, you know what I mean? You have a few drinks at Clive's place. You'd have heaps of grog there, and you'd open
set
up that
dinosaur
fridge.
Dinosaur on fire.
Oh, you'd lose your mind. You know, you'd be taking whole chickens straight into the spa, not even using a plate, just leaving them there, getting out.
I'd like to see Clive do a massive horsey into his pool.
Oh,
so,
kill, wouldn't it?
Oh, he could displace some kill. Water.
Isn't it sort of like you'd be laying around with Clive, you'd be drinking, having a few cans, and then Clive gets up, and as he gets up to go and get you another can, a little chicken drumette just falls out from one of the folds in his skin. He's going, "You've been hiding that there, Clive." And he just goes, "Oh, sorry."
Loz, have you played rapper or Palmer with us, Clive Palmer or rapper?
No, I have not. Wow. So I'm looking very forward to playing it before I say Uru at the end of the hour.
Look at Liam, just trying to bring the show back around.
Well,
doing this all the time. But no, I've been noticing you've been doing it quite a lot lately, Liam. And it's not unappreciated. No. I mean,
I can stop if you'd like me to.
No. Loz, you've got some shows in Sydney coming up. I know that you're doing the Comedy Store, which is one of the best comedy venues in the entire country, but you've also added a date at the Enmore Theatre as well.
Yes, it's going to be towards the end of the year in... Anyway, check the Enmore.
Great.
Yeah, it's good. This is a good tease, isn't it?
Yeah, this is good. Pretty
it's
solid.
Actually, Saturday, 18th of November.
18th of November? That's my birthday!
Oh!
Is it? Oh! Are you doing this for my birthday?
Yes, it's your birthday gig. It's the happy birthday.
It's the happy birthday Mezzy gig.
Anyway, there's still a few tickets for the Sydney Comedy Festival on the Thursdays available. I'm there from May 18th to the 27th, so check out the Comedy Festival or sydneycomedyfestival.com.au.
Should we hypothesise more about having a party at Clive Palmer's? Or okay, the music started.
This is Eddie Vedder.
Hi, it's Angus Young.
This is Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
None of these people have ever been to Merrickville. Triple M.
Oh, thanks very much for the reminder. Nothing like being undermined by your own people. Lawrence Mooney with me this afternoon. Big thanks to Harry's Cafe de Wheels. Loz, you have unprecedented access to the PM's voicemail.
Whether he's at Point Piper, The Lodge or Kirribilli, we can get in there and listen to it. ASIO have tried to shut us down. They can't because we know them.
Yeah, and they don't know what they're doing anyway.
They don't know the code. We've got it. So we can find out what's happening on his voicemail. He has been treading the light fantastic across the subcontinent, particularly India, and he's making a triumphant return. We missed him last week because we were away.
Mm.
So let's find out what's happening on Malcolm's voicemail.
Hello, this is the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, speaking. I'd like to give a warm and assiduous greeting to all of my constituents in Australia, particularly Sydney, my hometown, and more importantly, the people of Merrickville, a mythical land presided over by our benevolent dictator, Merrick Watts. I've just returned from India, which is a mystical land of great wonder. Mind you, I've had to land the Brown 747 on a short runway a few times, so I'll be glad to get home. Leave a message and tell me what you love about India.
Hello, Turnbull, you jet-setting 457 visa-hating, hypocritical frog-in-the-pond of a man, you spineless wobbler. I love Gandhi, looting up with his cedars of Rome and his stick united a nation, told the bombs where the f*** they could get off, and set up a new home for the Pakistanis. He did it all without firing a shot. It's a bloody inspirational story. I've got to go, you sleazy sack of contradictions, before I choke up. It's Lazarus!
Hello, Malcolm. It's Annie. I love India because there's so many people there. And they're beautiful people and exciting, colourful people. And they want to make love to me. And I want to make love to them. I'm very popular in India. Not as popular as Brett Lee. Because I can't play cricket. But I'm popular. It's Annie.
Well, hi, Mr. Turnbulls. It's Jackie Lambie speaking, Mr. Turnbulls. I love the Holi Festival, celebration of love and lust. It is believed that Karma had once aimed an arrow at his wife, Radhi, but missed and ended up hitting Lord Shiva instead. It's also a festival of colour. It reminds me of the time that we painted the little kid from next door, Rodney. Yeah, he was locked in the woodshed with us and we painted him yellow and orange. Dad was furious. Anyway, it's Jackie Lambie.
Malcolm, it's Pino. For me, it's the food, Malcolm. Oh, Indian food. Chicken biryani, Rogan Josh, lamb korma, vindaloo, pickles, dals. Oh, hello, dal. Tandoori, palau, roti. It's hot and spicy, Malcolm. Oh, it makes me sweat and writhe and wriggle. The burning goodness deep inside me, nourishing and surprising and filling me with wonder. Ooh, fill me with wonder, India. It's Pino.
Sad news, Australia, that Clive Palmer, he has decided that he is going to walk away from the Bain Marie of politics, and he is going to go back to his business affairs, and he's leaving the Palmer United Party.
I like the analogy there. He's walking away from the Bain Marie with a plate full of policy dim sims, and only the stain of soy sauce left on his shirt as a memory of his contribution to the Australian public life.
Isn't he a guy who can stain the front of a shirt? And I think it's going to be... We've been trying to get him on the show today. Leon, my producer, has been trying to track down Clive to get him on to have a chat. What happened, Leon?
I sent him a text asking if he wants to come on, and he just responded with, flying. So I assume he's on a plane a lot of the time today.
Or he's on the glass Barbie. One or two. Oh, okay. That feedback would tell me that that is the incorrect response, and the correct response is on a plane. Okay.
There's a lot of flying. That could mean a number of things, couldn't it?
Yeah. Interesting.
Actually flying.
Look, there is a little bit of thing about Clive, because I don't know if you follow his tweets, Loz, but his tweets can be absolutely surreal in their content. You cannot tell whether or not they're real or not. So we have a little bit of a game.
It's time to play Palmer.
Goodbye, Bronwyn.
Or Rapper.
Okay, now, cool. Liam, explain how this works.
So the way that this works, Loz, is I will read to you and Merrick a sentence or a lyric, and you have to tell me whether it's something that Clive Palmer has posted on one of his social media pages or whether it's lyrics from a rap song.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Pretty simple.
Because some of his stuff is like an allegory. It's like it does a little bit of poetry at times. It's
a bit of freeform. Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Stream of consciousness. Let's have a listen. Clive.
Okay. So here's the first one.
Yep.
Dig a dream. Dig it, dig it. Watermelon, watermelon, watermelon sauce. Was that Clive Palmer or a rapper?
Oh, surely that cannot be a man who served in our federal parliament. That's a rapper.
I reckon it's Clive. I reckon he destroys watermelon and sauce.
Points to Merrick Watts. That was Clive Palmer on his Facebook page on Wednesday.
On Wednesday? No
way.
On Wednesday. Yes.
Dig it, dig it, dig a dream.
Dig a dream, dig it, dig it. Watermelon, watermelon, watermelon sauce.
Yeah.
That was a post.
Yeah. He is.
Sometimes he texts images as well, emoticons, just like eggplant splash splash as well. I don't know what that means. But
all right, 1 point to Merrick. Number two. Is this Clive Palmer or a rapper? Grab a bunch of rabbits and slap all the lipstick on them you want. Maybe high heels to match. That's what playing God is for. Hoverboards. Is that Clive Palmer or a rapper?
Oh, wow. I'm really lost on the first one, but grab a bunch of rabbits. I'll say that sounds a little bit misogynist, so I'll go rap.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Hoverboard is the giveaway for me.
Grab a bunch of rabbits and slap all the lipstick on them you want. Yeah, maybe high heels to match. It's what playing God is for.
Right.
Hoverboard.
Hoverboards. That's
that is
right.
Aussie artist Seth Century with Dear Science.
Yep. So I knew that.
Well
Thank
done. You. All right, number three. I'll start again. Pull up on your block, then break it down. We play Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM. Is that Clive Palmer or a rapper?
It's a rapper. It's a rapper because he would have no idea what the PM is because he's not allowed to meet him.
Right.
Pull up on your block, then break it down. We playing Tetris. AM to the PM, PM to the AM.
Who's that, Liam?
That's Kendrick Lamar.
I knew that. Yep. Okay.
Next one. Lightning rods, moon dogs, black cat, false gods. Is that Clive Palmer or a rapper?
That's Clive Palmer. It's Clive Palmer.
I'll go with Clive on that one. It's a nice rhyme, too.
Correct. That was on his Twitter account 6 days ago.
What? Read that again.
Lightning rods, moon dogs, black cat, false gods.
Wow. He is a mind. What's going on up there at his place?
I don't know. Do you reckon he ever just wanders into a shop accidentally? Like, you know, he's obviously just going to get himself, you know, a bit of takeaway curry or something like that, and he accidentally walks into Off Your Tree. And then just goes, oh, sorry, I'm in the wrong shop, and leaves straight away.
Lawrence, I've got his Twitter account up here, and this was 6 days ago. He just went, one day, 1 minute, 1 second, one person, 1 year, one time, in Baghdad. That's it.
Wow. Why didn't we give him more power?
I know. He could have been the leader of this country, and we have let him go. Well, it's our loss. We won't learn. Lawrence, thanks for coming in and playing that and for being a part of it.
Awesome.
It's been a good time. We've managed to infuriate the producers, as always, and that means that we've won. So, good to see you.
Well, I love you, Sydney.
Sydney.
And you, Mez.
All right. Sydney, we haven't done it for a little while, and it's funny. It feels like too long. It's this. Give us something for the
pain. That's gotta hurt.
Ouch, baby.
Put my elbow on the paver and slice it straight down to bone. His arm's gone into the toilet. Snapped in half, going around the edge.
Everybody hurts.
Welcome to Merrickville's Hurt Locker.
So good. Now we've got a wheel of random objects. It has been some of the most ludicrous stuff in the past. Fruit, strangely enough, was one of the great unknown killers.
That was a good one.
Trees. What else? Trees. We've had trees. We've had all sorts of things.
Creams.
I noticed there's a new one. Creams. Yeah. I noticed there was a new one that fences was put on today. That's a new one. I didn't see that.
Fences would be a fun one. We did trampoline the other day as well.
Yeah, but we knew that we were going to do that because of the trampoline story. But today we're going to spin the wheel again, old fashioned, and we're going to come up with an innocuous object, and then you give us a call and you tell us how you or somebody you know has been hurt as a result of this item. Now, let's spin it. Let's give it a go.
Here we go. Bathtub. One of these days it's going to land on Merrick.
Ha! It is... a hose!
Hose.
When we say hose...
garden hose.
we definitely mean the outdoors version of the hose. Yeah. The outdoor hose.
H-O-S-E.
When you wrote that up there, you should have very clearly said outdoor hose.
Oh, I spelt that wrong. It's H-O-E-S.
Oh, wrong sound effect.
House. So hose.
So we want the most creative injury with a hose.
You ever hurt yourself with a hose, Mets?
No, I've accidentally tried to siphon, you know, when you're trying to siphon petrol out of a car. What?
That's an injury with a hose.
Yeah, got a little bit of my mouth. And it makes you spew. Done that a couple of times, actually. But I once, when I was a young bloke, this is a cracker. This is a hose. This was actually a fire hose.
Oh, yeah. You'll get a lot of injuries on a fire hose.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So this is one, I don't think you'd expect this. When I was a young bloke, I was about 15 or 16. It was summer. And me and some of the boys said, we're going to go for a swim down the river. And because we were in a Mark Twain novel. And so we thought that we would go down to the river for a swim.
Yeah.
And it just happened to be the Mississippi. And anyway, so we went down the creek. And before we went down, we knew that we needed a rope. And ropes are actually no good for rope swings, funnily enough. So what we did is we went to our high school and we knocked off the fire hose from the outdoor fire cabinet. We broke into it and we took the fire hose because they're a long, flat canvas. And that is absolutely ideal for a rope swing. I'm certainly not encouraging people or telling people to do it.
And schools don't need their fire hoses, do they?
Well, not if they're burning down. If they were burning down, Leon, I would have brought it back happily. Okay. There would have been at no stage would I have said, no, I'm sorry, this is now mine. I would have said, obviously, this is a shared property, and I would have returned it had they needed it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you get the fire hose, you wrap it around the tree branch and hang it out over the river, and then you've got the nozzle at the bottom, and you use that as a bottom weight. So that, you know, you've always got the good kind of swing going. And the idea was that you would hang on to the canvas swing, which was the hose, and you'd put your feet on the little metal part down the bottom there. And one of my mates had a few goes, and he went to swing right out, and his feet, which were wet, slipped on the brass nozzle at the end, and he fell right down through it, and he caught a part of his
own nozzle,
his own fire hose on the fire hose nozzle. It was nozzle to nozzle, and he tore it a bit. Not bad. And we don't actually know because he seriously got out of the water real quick and said, I've got to go. And we said, why, what's the matter? Give us a look. And he goes, no, you can't look. And then there was a bit of blood, and then he ran away. And so, and he, to my knowledge, he's never had children.
You never want nozzle to nozzle.
No. You don't need recreational docking. So
most creative hose injuries is what we're after.
It could be a garden hose. It could be a fire hose.
Hoses attached to sprinklers would have caused many an injury over the year kid backyard.
My sister, I just remember this now. My sister once put, do you know you put the garden hose on the end, the nozzle, the orange nozzle, you know. Put it to the stream. My sister put it up her nose when she was a kid, and I remember turning it on, and that was, she did not like that one.
Jesus, I think that's
water torture.
I think there's a lobotomy. I think that's how you give people a lobotomy. 133353 for Hurt Locker today. We're doing best creative injuries involving a hose. We're doing this. Give me something for the pain.
Ouch. Life is pain.
Very ouch.
I sneeze, I hit my head back on the tree, knocked myself clean out.
Riding my bike to school, and I got run over by a racehorse.
Everybody
hurts. Welcome to Merrickville's Hurt Locker.
This is why I love Triple M so much, because no matter how innocuous we are presented with an object, it will always garner some calls from people who've gone, no, I've hurt myself with that. Yeah, you said hose. I've got 20 examples of hose injuries. I just told you about a friend of mine who got a fire hose to his nether regions, and I'll tell you right now, I'm not sure he's capable of putting out his own fires anymore. I think we all know what I mean by that. But let's get to course. Who have we got, Liam? Who's online?
We got Chris in Wollongong. Chris, you hit yourself with a hose, mate?
Yeah, mate. Well, actually, it wasn't myself. It was about 2 weeks ago. A mate was sort of cutting a straw for an empty Dare bottle. Couldn't find a pair of scissors, so I decided to grab the garden stick of tears, and in the process took probably about half an inch off the end of his finger.
Ah! Oh, garden stick of tears. Oh, no, thank you. That's a deep cut. Stitches, no doubt. No doubt stitches there.
There were stitches and there's been 2 microsurgeries in Sydney.
Yeah, microsurgeries. It's never good when it's never a good story when it ends with microsurgery, is it? Particularly if it's in the pant region. Thank you very much for your call.
Mez, there was a stat that came out today about Aussies doing DIY that over 100 Australians a year lose either a toe or a finger.
Mate, I can't believe I haven't.
Mowers and power tools and
saws. Can't believe I haven't knocked off a toe mowing because, you know, sometimes I like to have a cold can when I'm doing the most. I cannot believe I haven't cut off fingers with a saw. I'm seriously, particularly like with a jig or just something like that, a bit random. Yeah, I know. I don't know how I haven't done it.
Oh, God, well, you'd never hear the end of it if you lost a finger to a jigsaw.
I've an angle grinder's gone down and taken a little piece of my bone out of my knuckle.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't count. Doesn't count.
We got Stefan from Mount Annan. Stefan, you've hurt yourself with a hose?
No, it was actually a mate of mine. One afternoon, we were about 17, 18, after having one too many nectars of the god Cairns, he tripped over about a 2-foot piece of cut-off hose, went arse over tit and broke his heel.
Just tripping on the hose?
Yeah.
So he can't be trusted, can they? They can't be trusted?
No.
A broken heel sounds nasty.
No, it is when you break it in 3 places and have to have surgery to put it back together.
Now, you know it's annoying there? Like, you know, if you go to the hospital and you say, oh, you've got a broken ankle in 3 places, and they go, what was it, motorbike accident, skiing accident? Oh, no, I stood on a hose. Oh, okay. Well, you can wait in line over there for 4 hours. Until we deal with somebody who's got a more interesting injury. But, yeah, all right, no, still legitimate there. I appreciate that. You know when you play with, like, you get the hose when you're young and you turn on full bore and you make it whip around like a snake? I defy anybody to tell me that they haven't been smacked in the teeth. You know when you get that, when the hose backs back, you go, oh, look at this, it's crazy, it's like a snake, and then bang, hits you in the mouth. But if it's got one of those brass collars, that's a good way to lose it too.
We've got time for one more, Mez. We've got Nick on the line. Nick, you've suffered a hose injury?
Not me, no. My mate's little brother.
Okay.
It involves about 10 centimetres of hose. My mate found out that his little brother was stealing his smoko.
Oh, I see where this is going, yes.
So they went into his room, found out what was going on, put a little firecracker in that little bit of hose. And put the wick in where the fire goes.
Yes, yes, around near where like a little brass collar might go.
Yeah, something like that. So we sat and patiently watched, or waited, and we just heard bang, nothing.
I cannot tell you how much I wish I'd seen that.
But he reckons it burnt the shit out of his face, but he was all covered in water, so we really couldn't tell.
He put a firecracker.
There's nothing like being put out, like if you're on fire, being put out by the world's stinkiest water as well.
Peace off, Merrick.
Wow, that was aggressive.
Merrickville, pulling over for the drive home at Harry's Cafe to Wheels. Famous pies and peas. Google that. Merrickville on Sydney's Triple M.
Just another day in Merrickville.
Hey, mate, did you end up enrolling your young fella in that art school?
Nah, they wanted me to provide him with the spray cans.
Merrickville.
Triple M.
For Harry's Cafe de Wheels, famous pies and peas. Google that. Great to have your company, Sydney. Now, I've got my producers, Liam and Leon, in the studio at the moment, and you've got an update on something that we're talking about a few weeks ago, and I know that you're cheeky because I can see you loading up some audio, and I know that it's going to be something that irritates me.
Leon's so excited.
It's rock music news. That's what it is.
Here we go. Is it Yacht Rock? Is Yacht Rock back? I know it already is back.
It is back.
It was back, then it was cancelled.
Side note, saw the Doobie Brothers on the weekend. Brilliant.
And what were they like? Oh, they were great. What was the Doobie Brothers like?
They were really, really good.
Were they?
Yeah, they're great. really old, but that's beside the point. Hey, we spoke about it a while ago. You know, a lot of parents might know this from their young kids being fans of the band, the boy band One Direction. I think we've got some of them here.
Yeah, okay, you can bring this down. I've got the message. I don't need to hear more than that.
I'm not a real Triple M artist.
Mate, get it. Yeah, all right.
One of them has gone solo recently. His name's Harry Styles. And a few weeks ago, they were saying this. We spoke about this, that his new stuff might sound like David Bowie, a bit Queen, a bit, you know, 70s rock. His new song has come out. And we almost played it today because I knew that you would hate it. But we got the no.
They okay,
no
when you us. Say when you say we nearly played it, do you mean Triple M nearly played
Triple
it?
Triple M nearly played it in full.
Are you serious?
Well, I got it across the line, and then the bosses above said no.
Because it was Harry Styles?
Because it's Harry Styles, I reckon.
Let's have a listen to it and see if it's any good. Just stop your crying, it'll be all right. They told me that
the end is near. We gotta get away from here. We never learned we'd be there before.
What do we think, boys?
Oh, you already know my thoughts. I think it's bloody great.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
It's
like a 70s rock ballad kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. That reminds me a bit of like Bowie and a little bit of MGMT as well.
Yeah.
A little, you know what I mean?
Yep. It's, so you're saying so you like Harry Styles?
No. I'm not saying I like him.
Okay.
No, I mean, I'm not going to rush out and buy a T-shirt or anything like that or listen to his album or like get my hair cut or put a poster of him in my bedroom. It's not going to happen. I mean, you know, I'm not going to name one of My Little Ponies after him or anything like that. But
I think we go back and check the tape, Merrick has just endorsed this.
No, I didn't endorse that. Did not endorse that. You know how much I hate Zayn Malik?
Merrickville.
I thought it would be bigger. Triple M.
God, I'm tired of hearing that. Oh, sorry, live back on air again. Great to have your company, Sydney. Listen, there was an incredible piece of fortune last night. There was a jackpot for Oz Lotto. A winner bought a ticket at a Five Dock news agency, and they have won $3.3 million.
The major prize, $10 million, split three ways. There were three winners of the major draw.
That is awesome.
We have our syndicate here on the show,
yeah,
Mez.
Yeah.
It's not the clever way people do syndicates. It's just that you, Leon, and I all buy a ticket, and we say if one of us wins, the other people get $1 million.
Yeah, that's the dream. That's why I don't care if you win $10 million. You give me $1 million, boom. And you know I'd be a dickhead with that money. I've always said this. That's why God doesn't want me to win Lotto. I buy tickets, Powerball and stuff. No, I do. But he won't give me the money because he knows I'll be a fool with it. Like, I'd give a heap of it to charity. I really would. But then the other money, I'd be a real dick stick.
Well,
like,
I'd hire
Bathurst and then I'd take two cars.
You'd buy Bathurst.
Oh, yeah, I would. No, seriously, I would hire Bathurst so I could race around it, and then I'd probably put the car into a tree or something like that, and I wouldn't even care. And it'd be an expensive car, and I wouldn't care, and everyone would go, that guy's an idiot.
Actually, money well spent would be if you spent the money on the naming rights of Bathurst and just became the Merrick 1000.
Mount Watsi-Rama. I like that. That's got a ring to it.
My big concern about our syndicate, quickly, is that our other producer, Leon, because I trust you, Mez. I have no doubt that if you won the major prize.
If he wins, we kill him and take the ticket.
Well, no, I'm a bit worried he might have already won. And he's just playing low-key, dressing, you know, slovenly and not wanting to give us the $1 million we're owed.
Yeah, you know what? I would believe that because Five Dock does have a lot of suspicious-looking massage parlors in the vicinity, so he may have picked up a ticket afterwards. Who
relaxed.
Knows? Oh, sorry. He does look relaxed. Okay, enough. Here's the thing. The ticket is unclaimed. It's worth over $3.3 million. I reckon I'm half a chance to convince the news agency that it is, in fact, my ticket and I can take the $3 million, which I will split with you and Leon. If I can convince the news agency in Five Dock that it is indeed my ticket, let's give them a call and see if I can get it.
Okay, we'll call them now. All right.
Hello, we're a news agency. Can I help you?
Yes, hello. My name's Margaret. I'm just ringing up about the Oz Lotto draw from last night. I just wanted to check my ticket number. Yeah, well, I've got the numbers here. Can I just cross-reference them for last night's winning Oz Lotto ticket? Because I bought my ticket from your store, but then my wife, Greg, just gave me a call and told me that there's been a winner. So I've got the numbers here. It's first number 42.
Mm-hmm.
13.
Mm-hmm.
33.
Mm-hmm. 44. Mm-hmm. 39. Mm-hmm.
29.
Mm-hmm.
And
27. Mm-hmm. And the
supplement
cheese.
It's 15 and 31.
Yeah. That's all the winning numbers?
Yeah, that's all the numbers I've got on my ticket. They're the only numbers I've got on my ticket.
Oh, on your ticket?
Yeah, that's my ticket. That's my ticket in there.
Oh, and you hit all the numbers. They are all winning numbers. That means if that's all your numbers, that you got the first prize.
Oh, my God!
3750. Yeah, sir, you'd better check.
Oh, my God!
I just give you a suggest because I'm not quite sure.
Oh, my God!
Yes, sir. Congratulations, sir. So you'd better check in any news agent or you can go to the company, the lottery company. Yeah. Very nice.
Can I just check that again? How much money is the number one prize? How much money is it?
$3 million each, because there was...
Oh, my God!
Very exciting.
Oh, my God!
But yes.
Oh, my God, 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 oh, my God!
I won't be long. I'm serving the customer, sorry. $53.40. Yep, just take the money.
Yeah, serve somebody with an auto pick. It's got $3 million.
Yeah, sure. How about 18 games? Yep, $10.
Yeah,
18.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, so, congratulations again. So, yeah. Do you have the contact number of the company?
No.
I tried to find out the number for you, and then you can contact with them.
Your shop now and come with
like a sports bag? The company because I can't claim that huge money for you. You need to call to the company.
You don't have it in the register.
Have you got register?
No, have you got it in the register? You don't have the money in the register?
No, you just bring your ticket and go to the company. Near Homebush, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, drive and got your money. Okay, bye.
Okay, quick time to fess up here.
We better call her back.
I think so. okay, so this is awkward. Didn't actually win $3.3 million.
We better call her back.
Yeah, for so many reasons, mainly legal ones. Well, as part of the Easter show, there's a competition labelled the Bledisloe Cup of Alpaca Shearing. That's right, Australian and Kiwi alpaca shearers going head-to-head in what is possibly the most pointless competition. Joining me now is the reigning alpaca shearing champion, New Zealand's Terry Jandall. Hello, Terry.
Hello there, Maverick. It's great to be at the Easter show.
Terry, this competition has been described as the Bledisloe of alpaca shearing. I didn't realise that alpaca shearing was even a sport.
Oh, no, it's not. It's a bloody stupid thing to do is what it is. Alpacas are a stupid, stupid animal.
Then why is there a competition to shear them?
Well, you know, sheep have already been done, cows don't have enough wool, and if you try to shear a rooster, you might end up choking it. And the last thing that we want to do in front of a group of little kiddies is to have two men choking their chickens.
I've got to agree with you there, 100%. Now, you're the current champion, Terry. How many alpacas did you have to shear to win?
Just the one.
One?
Yeah, like I said, they're awful creatures, totally uncooperative, always spitting all over you. Oh, not in a Brokeback Mountain kind of way, fortunately, but still, I wouldn't share a tent with them in the Rocky Mountains, if you know what I mean.
Well, Terry, if they're good for nothing, why do you own them?
Well, when a dog goes whoopsies, you've got to pick it up in a plastic bag, that's the law, but not with an alpaca, you don't.
What do you do when an alpaca makes a deposit?
Oh, it's much easier. We just... Uh-oh. That was a miniature pony. That's twice I've done that now.
I think we might have to leave it there, Terry.
Don't panic. There was no kids on the pony at the time. Oh, well, there was one, but he's fat, so he's bounced back perfectly. Anyway, come see us from 2, eh?
That's right. Last opportunity is to go to the Easter show and enjoy the Bledisloe of alpaca shearing, a sport that no doubt is going to catch on tomorrow's show. What will catch on? Lawrence Mooney will be back and will also be joined by comedian Justin Hamilton. Anything else, Mez,
given that we've got Loz back on today, and you know how anxious it makes both myself and your other producer, Leon, when we have Lawrence on.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's nervous.
I figure we just double down and bring back probably one of the most dangerous benchmarks we have on the show.
Google?
Let's bring it back.
What did you accidentally mean to Google? Can we do that tomorrow?
Yeah.
We weren't allowed to do that for a little while. Can we bring that tomorrow?
Let's bring it back.
Because the boss is away.
Well, the boss is away, but also I figure we're probably going to get a complaint because of you and Lawrence today. So why don't we double down and get another one?
Why don't we go for a record?
Absolutely.
Let's do that tomorrow. Looking forward to it. See you then, Sydney.
Thank you for visiting Merrickville. Please sign the visitor's book at Merrickville FM on Facebook or Twitter and tell us about your stay.
We might have taken that metaphor too far.
That Merrickville podcast brought to you by Harry's Cafe de Wheels. Famous pies and peas. Google that.